so. You always showed me that loving you is where it's at. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came into my life. Thank you, baby. Yeah, yeah. I love you so much, you see. You're even in my dreams. I can hear.
CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick. U.S. automakers got a brief reprieve from President Trump today. He's giving them a 30-day exemption from the tariffs on Mexico and Canada. Jeff Gilbert has more from Detroit.
This comes after the president spoke with the leaders of the Detroit three car companies. Analyst Carl Brower of ICCars.com thinks Mr. Trump is trying to ease the pain of the tariffs.
Trump understands that if he makes prices for things like cars go up, he's going to contribute to inflation, and that's the last thing he wants to do.
Car makers have said tariffs will raise their costs, something that could be passed on to car buyers. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News, Detroit.
The Department of Veterans Affairs is the latest federal agency to consider massive cuts to its workforce. In this case, 80,000 jobs. CBS's Michael Wallace.
The VA has 479,000 employees. And in an internal memo, its chief of staff says that number needs to get below 400,000 with the help of DOGE. Those cuts would wipe out the Biden administration's expansion of the VA in recent years. The VA oversees more than 200 hospitals and medical centers. More than 25% of its workforce are veterans themselves.
The White House says President Trump refuses to accept the VA bureaucracy and bloat that has hindered timely and quality care for veterans. Allison Keyes reports on the possibility some high-profile federal buildings were targeted for sale.
Some of the nation's most famous buildings were on the initial list posted Tuesday, including the J. Edgar Hoover Building in Washington, D.C., and the Sam Nunn Atlanta Federal Center. Hours later, that was down from more than 440 to 320, and there are none as of Wednesday afternoon. No comment so far from the General Services Administration.
The U.S. has been talking to Hamas, considered a terrorist group. White House spokeswoman Caroline Levitt.
The special envoy who's engaged in those negotiations does have the authority to talk to anyone.
Israel has been pressuring Hamas to release all of its remaining hostages despite the ceasefire framework. President Trump posted today, release all of the hostages now or it is over for you. He called the group sick and twisted for keeping dead bodies. With the start of Lent, a pastor in Georgia is calling for a boycott of Target for the next 40 days. That's in response to the retailer's decision to revoke its DEI initiatives. Pastor Jamal Bryant.
40 is the benchmark. It is not the finish line. So at the end of the 40 days, we will recalibrate, see where it is that we are, send our data to the board at Target, and if they don't respond, we'll go another 40.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly. If you're a do-it-yourselfer, don't miss Power Torque Tools DIY Days at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, save $20 on a Power Torque 248-piece mechanics tool set. O'Rewards members get a $5 reward. Power Torque professional hand tools come with a lifetime guarantee. Visit your O'Reilly Auto Parts store or O'ReillyAuto.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The movies. Asking people if they'll switch seats with me for $574.
Here, take mine.
So what about $574 if you switch your home insurance to Allstate?
Eh, too much work.
Not if you call them. They handle the switching.
Now that's a plot twist.
Shh. Check Allstate first and you could save hundreds on quality home insurance today. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Not available in every state. Based on the national average annual savings for new home insurance customers surveyed in 2023 who switched to Allstate and reported savings. Savings vary.
Which city would you say is the wine capital of the world? CBS's Vicky Barker has one possible answer.
The wine capital of the world? Why, it must be Paris, of course, where connoisseurs can sip the heady harvests of the country's 11 wine regions, pronouncing their verdicts, of course, in perfect French. But qu'est-ce que c'est? A new wealth index reveals London now has the largest number of restaurants serving the finest wines in the world, 100 more than Paris. Though, to be fair, most of the wine drunk in those restaurants is French. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
Denmark has dismissed President Trump's vow to take over Greenland one way or another. The Danish defense minister said today that won't happen. And the direction of Greenland, he says, will be determined by those who live there. He noted Trump has said something similar. I'm Cammie McCormick, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Snow showers around this evening, then a clearing sky overnight, but staying windy with lows in the mid-20s. Turning mostly sunny for tomorrow and a high around 40, but a bit breezy. Mostly cloudy Friday, few flurries and snow showers, high mid-30s. Right now it's 33.
Yeah.
just after 6 o'clock on WRJN. Your home for local news and timeless hits. It's basketball night tonight. Badgers take on Minnesota. 6:30 is a pregame. 7:30 the tip-off tonight on WRJN.
Where it began, I can't begin to knowing, but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Hands touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? One, touching one.
Ives Groves, local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Listen to me, baby, you gotta understand. You're old enough to know the makings of a man. Listen to me, baby, it's hard to settle down. Am I asking too much for you to stick around? Every boy wants a girl he can trust to the very end. Baby, that's you, won't you wait? But till then, when I see the lips, baby, to be kissed, stop. I can't stop,
stop. I can't stop, I love lightning striking again.
Just taken over my one track mind. Believe it or not, you're in my heart all the time. All the girls are saying that you'll end up a fool. For the time being, baby, live by my rules. When I settle down, I want one baby on my mind.
Forgive and forget,
and I'll make up for all lost time.
There's a chapel in the pines waiting for us around the bend.
Picture in your mind,
love forever. But till then,
if she gives me a sign that she wants to make.
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN. Welcome into Wednesday night. Welcome into a night of college basketball. Badger game starts at 7:30. The pregame at 6:30 before they take on Minnesota tonight.
Hey, have you ever tried really reaching out for the other side? I may be climbing on rain. Dreams, they're for those who sleep. Life is for us to keep. And if you're wondering what this all is leading to, I want to make it with you. Time will tell. If you believe the things that I do, and we'll see it through. Life can be short or long. Love can be right or wrong. And if I chose the one I make it with you. I really think that we could make it, baby. You know that dreams, they're for those who sleep. Life, it's for us to keep. And if I chose the one I'd like to help me through, I'd like to make it with you.
Local news and time.
Aretha and the Vandellas on WRJN for 98 years. Your home for local news, now timeless hits, and Racine Raider football back on the air this spring. May 3rd is the first game. Live from Horlick Field, we're going to carry every game home and away this year as we come back together with our old longtime partners, the Racine Raiders, the whole season this year on WRJN.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. This is Rivers Bakery and Smokehouse in Sturtevant. There's nothing quite like the rich aroma of brisket or the sweet scent of a homemade pie fresh from the oven. Every cut of meat is smoked low and slow to perfection. Every dessert and pie is made from scratch, from fluffy pancakes at breakfast to a warm, hearty soup with lunch. Flavor and love can be found in every bite. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's Political Action Committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
W-R-J-N. You broke my heart, 'cause I couldn't dance. You didn't even want me around. And now I'm back to let you know I can really shake them down.
Well, you're driving me crazy. Work, work, 'cause a little bit
Timeless Hits, WRJN. Just a few minutes away from Badger basketball pregame. They're playing at Minnesota tonight. Pregame at 6:30, tip-off 7:30.
Badger Sports Network from Learfield. This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Across the line, right side. He'll launch it for three at the horn. He got it at the buzzer. To the rim, and he sends it down with the left hand. Right side shooting for the win. Got it! Watson Koenig. Step back three straight on. Got it! Ice, ice, hold. Blooded. Sam Decker. And it's career win number 200. For head coach Greg Gard. Snaps off another three. Booked it. Oh, my goodness. Don't wake him up. Greg Kaminsky, a single game school record, 43 points. I can't believe I'm going to say it, but here it comes. The Wisconsin Badgers are going to the Final Four.
Badger basketball is on the air. Today's game is brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Fabic Rents for all your equipment rental needs throughout Badgerland. And by SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. Welcome to the Badger Shootaround.
From Williams Arena in Minneapolis, welcome to our Badgers pregame show as we now enter the final two games of the Big Ten regular season, final road game of the regular season tonight. The Badgers taking on the Minnesota Golden Gophers, a team they knocked off at the Kohl Center in January, led by just one at the half, but scored 50 points in the second half en route to a decisive win against their border rivals. Speaking of which, the Gophers with very strange home-road splits in conference play, 5-4 on the road, including a dramatic win at Nebraska a few days ago, but on the home floor, just 2-7. And it's usually the case when the Badgers come to Minneapolis, there are a lot of Badger fans here. They've had some tough weather the last 24 hours. We'll see what the crowd is like tonight, but you can figure there'll be a pretty good group of Wisconsin fans cheering the visiting team here tonight. We'll hear from Badgers head coach Greg Gard. We'll check in with Kamari McGee, who will be in the starting lineup again tonight as Max Klesmet remains out with a lower body injury. Coming up, though, we'll hear from Jesse Temple of The Athletic, all a part of our Badgers pregame show, and we'll get it started in just a couple of minutes on the Badgers Sports Network from Learfield.
It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Holler House is home to the two oldest sanction lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25 cents. The pins still set by people, swear, and you're tossed out. The answer coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Holler House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pins still being set by people. No machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
What if high schools could totally rethink high school? What if we told you that some already have? Imagine high school, where the love of teaching and the love of learning are colliding, where students are learning math and history and art and physics, graduating ready for college, for careers they care about, and life. What if we told you that right now, the powerful change we're seeing in high schools across the country is possible in your neighborhood too? Don't believe it? Watch now at rethinkhighschool.org.
I'm Megan Wolf, nonpartisan administrator of the Wisconsin Elections Commission. Casting a ballot and knowing it counts is a basic right for every eligible Wisconsinite. Here are a few quick reminders. Only U.S. citizens can vote, and you must first register, whether voting in person or absentee. And voters with disabilities have the right to seek assistance. That's the law. For any questions on how to vote or to see if your registration is up to date, visit myvote.wi.gov. If we all work together, we all win on Election Day.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
The Badgers and the Gophers here in Minneapolis tonight. Time to check in with Jesse Temple of The Athletic. Quick look back at Sunday, Jesse. I guess on the one hand, you could look a little bit glass half full when you shoot as poorly as Wisconsin did, particularly from the three-point line, and still just be down two with 4 minutes left at Michigan State. You had to have been doing a few things right, but you know the bottom line is you can D up all you want, but you got to put the ball in the basket. Obviously, they didn't do that very well.
Right. You go 5 for 32 from the three-point line, and that's pretty much the death knell. And it comes from players that you don't expect, obviously. John Blackwell and John Tonjic combined to go 1 of 14 from three, and when you add in Kamari McGee, who got the start for Max Klesman, those three guys went 1 for 19. I would pick 50 games, and you'd say 49 out of 50. There's no way they would shoot like that, but it just so happened that it bit Wisconsin at an inopportune time. The good news is Wisconsin's got two so-called get-right games left to close the regular season and position the Badgers well for the postseason.
I knew it was going to be a tough day for Wisconsin when Kamari McGee missed a shot from the left corner, because that's about as close to automatic as it gets. And when that didn't fall for him, like, well, I guess it's just not going to be their day shooting the ball from long range.
Yeah, well, Kamari's been shooting otherworldly percentage from three. You're absolutely right. Sometimes you can tell when the bench raises their hands before someone puts a shot up because they're so confident in a player. And Kamari has earned that this year by shooting 50%+. So unfortunately, it was just one of those days at the Breslin Center. But Michigan State does that to a lot of teams.
Yeah, on the plus side, you get Nolden Winter with a career-best 17 rebounds, and they adjusted the box score, made it right. He had a double-double, 12 points and 17 rebounds in the game against Michigan State. You mentioned you use the term get right, which is applicable here. You look at the quad ratings for Minnesota and then Penn State. There's still, I guess, bottom line for the Badgers. I mean, there's no Big Ten title here in the balance. But you want to keep stacking the wins, get yourself in as you get a double bye if you can in the Big Ten tournament, and just get yourself as high a seed as possible. So for the Badgers, these are still very, very important games, aren't they?
Absolutely. In my mind, nothing has really changed for Wisconsin. Obviously, they had worked themselves into an outside shot at a Big Ten title. And of course, when Michigan State buries a half court shot against Maryland, that makes it harder. And now you lose to Michigan State. But they're still in a position where if they win these games, they can earn that double bye. And if you look at all these bracket projections, they are still a team that many people consider as a 2 or a 3 seed in Milwaukee. Likely a 3 seed, but you've got to win these games. And if you don't win them, then you're kind of playing yourself out of that opportunity. So I know in the end, maybe it doesn't matter where you end up as long as you get to the tournament, but you want to give yourself as good of an opportunity and as good a seed as possible when you get there.
To the credit of Minnesota, tonight's opponent, the Gophers start the Big Ten 0-6. You're wondering, man, can they win a couple games in the league? Well, they're 7-5 since that stretch, but they do have a strange home road split. What, 2-7 at home, 5-4 on the road? But it's a team that I guess has proven to be, you know, for a sub 500 team in the Big Ten, still pretty dangerous.
Very much so. That's a split you don't expect in the Big Ten. Usually it's much harder to go on the road and win. And obviously Wisconsin knows Minnesota extremely well. They play each other every year on multiple occasions, and it's still a big rivalry game. So I don't think Wisconsin is in a position after a loss like that against Michigan State where you don't shoot very well and you have a lot at stake to be overlooking anybody. And they know that this is crunch time. There's only two games in the regular season left and two home games, and you've got to take advantage of every opportunity.
They do have a little bit of star power. Dawson Garcia, most notably, averaging better than 19 points a game. A lot of credit to him because it you know, sounded like he had options. Could have made more money probably going to another school. I know he's been at a couple different schools already, but he stayed home. And he's quietly, I guess, given where they are in the standings, but he's quietly put together a really good year.
Yeah, it's funny. He's one of those guys that feels like a ninth-year senior because you just remember him from so many years ago, and obviously being a player that a lot of schools were recruiting up here. So, yeah, credit to him for continuing to play well, and this is still a big game for Minnesota. They can go in and prove themselves against a team that right now is one of the 15 best programs in the country.
All right, he's Jesse Temple of The Athletic. We'll take a break. Coming up, our Badger Spotlight, as we'll hear from Kamari McGee coming up in a couple of minutes as our pregame show continues. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Wisconsin is known for some pretty great things, like football, food, and family. At Jones Dairy Farm, we're proud to be a Wisconsin company, one that's been family-owned and operated in Fort Atkinson. Our all-natural breakfast sausage, dry-aged bacon, naturally smoked ham, Canadian bacon, and Braunschweiger have all been making Wisconsin breakfast better since 1889. And that Wisconsin pride is why Jones is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Go Badgers!
To be a Badger, it takes dedication, perseverance, and an unstoppable drive for excellence. Our team at UW Health Sports Medicine is no different. We bring the same fierce Badger spirit to every surgery, therapy, and training, working tirelessly to keep Wisconsin's athletes at the top of their game. Whether it's nailing the game-winning shot or delivering top-tier care, UW Madison and UW Health are a dream team committed to achieving greatness. Together, we don't just deliver, we dominate. UW Health. Remarkable.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making, they're in to help you through all of it. Because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024, U.S. Bank.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Hey, Badger fans. Basketball season is here, and SeatGeek is here to help you experience all the action. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the courtside celebrations this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin basketball games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
It's time for tonight's Badger Spotlight as we focus on senior guard Kamari McGee, who had his second start as a Badger on Sunday afternoon in East Lansing. His first start was in January in round one against Minnesota. What a night it was. He had 15 points in that game and helping the Badgers to a convincing victory in the second half, putting 50 points on the board as a team after halftime in that game against the Gophers. As they get ready for the rematch, I asked Kamari what pleases him more, the fact that he's a 50% shooter from the three-point line
or that he has a 3-1 assist to turnover ratio.
I would say, honestly, the 3-1 turnover ratio. You know, coming out of high school, that was like just a constant thing. Like, you know, my turnover to assist ratio was always good, and as well as my shot. But, you know, when I got here and I transferred in here, and it, you know, it took me some time to adjust to, you know, the physicality and the speed of the game. But once I got that down, like, that was the main thing that Coach Gar always harped on, was it was my shot, but it was also, you know, taking care of the ball. So, you know, I really take pride in doing that, and it's good to see that it's finally paying off.
Yeah, it's paying off in a big way. Like I said, more people need to talk about that with your game this season. You hear coaches a lot, and you've already touched on it, where the game slows down a little bit. So you really feel like that's been something that's helped you out here, too?
Oh, 100%. You know, at times I still feel myself getting sped up, but, you know, that's just a part of the game. And when I feel that happening, I just kind of reel myself back in, you know, just to take a deep breath and realize that, you know, you can play at your own pace. You don't have to play if somebody's trying to speed you up or whatnot. So, you know, just trying to remain calm and continue to play at my pace is really important.
I know fans love watching you play because you have a joy that we've talked about. Coach Gard says the glass is always half full, at least with you. Have you always been that way as a player? I mean, maybe just on and off?
Honestly, yeah, you know, because you never want to get too high or get too low, because nothing really lasts forever. So, you know, if something good happens, you enjoy it for a little bit, but then, you know, you got to move on to the next. And if something bad happens, you know, learn from it, and again, just keep moving on. So, you know, you just got to keep that positive mindset.
And your approach, I think, stays the same too, whether you're starting or if you're going to come off the bench here quickly in the game. That doesn't really change your routine, does it?
Honestly, no. You know, just because I just want to do whatever it takes to win. So whether I'm in that starting lineup or I'm coming off the bench, my energy will always be the same, just knowing that I'm trying to win.
And the energy is the same, and yet this time of year, it's March, and everybody, people who are, you know, more and more people paying attention to the Badgers. Can you guys are pretty good at just kind of focusing on what you need to do, but can you kind of get a feel for, like, okay, people are really watching now, let's see what happens?
You know, as the year has been going on, you can see more and more people, like, kind of starting to buy in, and oh, how good the we are as a team. And so, you know, a few of the guys, you know, we might notice it a little bit, but it's still always the main goal is just to focus on us, to make sure we continue to do what we got to do to draw more eyes and have more attention. You know, just make sure we're doing the right things so we're getting the right attention.
How fun is this to play in right now? 80 points a game, 80, 82 points a game. You guys, the light is green. If it's in the flow of the offense, let it
fly. Man, it's honestly fun. You know, that's why a lot of the fans can see the joy on my face, because it's just fun. You know, it's like a game with your friends back when you were little kids, you know, just getting up and down the court. Like, although it's you know, it's orchestrated a little bit, but, you know, we everybody bought in, so, you know, it's just fun when everybody's on the same page, knowing that on both ends of the court, like, we can go down there and really make some trouble.
This is senior week, so everybody asks, you know, the senior questions, this, that, or the other. Maybe the best part is there's a lot of basketball after this week. You know, there's emotion and all that stuff, but you're not, it's not like you're done here, right?
Oh, yeah, no, yeah, we're far from done. You know, it's senior week is a big week, though. You know, I'm excited. You know, I haven't really thought about it just because I don't really want it to settle in yet. Mm-hmm. But I know after we get through this game Wednesday, you know, we got to focus on Minnesota first. But I know it'll probably start to settle in a little bit. Just that it's almost that time. But we still, like you said, a lot more basketball to be played.
So you've played basketball in this state from St. Cat's to Green Bay to here. What does it mean to represent your state out there on the basketball court?
Man, it means a lot. You know, just growing up, just being in the state and seeing, like, other figures that have had good athletic careers and from Wisconsin, you know, it means a lot just being able to represent the states since I was born here. You know, play high school here, like you said, first year of college. I haven't left the state as far as living wise, so, you know, it's fun just knowing that people actually, like, know who I am and know that I'm from the same state that they are. Like, it's a good feeling.
I would imagine the younger guys look up to you and Max and Gilly and Stevie. What's the best advice that you give to the younger guys, or just newer guys, period, if they transferred in, or you know, freshmen, redshirt freshmen like Janicki, guys like Daniel Freitag? What's the best piece of advice you give them?
Tough times don't last forever. You know, storms don't last forever. I would just say keep a positive mindset and keep moving forward because there's light at the end of the tunnel. So, you know, you just got to keep working, keep your head down. Don't let the outside noise bother you in any way. Just keep doing what you got to do and things will work out.
And that's either way, right? The outside noise when people are showering compliments or the other extreme. You just got to kind of take that for what it is.
Yeah, you just got to take it with a grain of salt and keep moving forward. If people are praising you, send thank yous, appreciation, but keep moving forward, keep your mind right. And if people are talking bad on you, same thing, you know, not really send praises, but, you know, just block it out. You know, you can read it and just don't let it affect you negatively, then, because you'll start to get down on yourself. And I had to remind myself of that daily, you know, after having a game like yesterday. Mm-hmm. People come around, you just got to remind yourself daily. And I kind of fell victim to it, but, you know, we are human, so, you know, you just got to keep moving forward and keep that positive mindset.
Senior guard Kamari McGee, and that's tonight's Badger Spotlight. Stay with us. The Notebook is coming up next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
It's the sound of a soda, considered one of the coolest things made in Wisconsin. Jolly Good has been around since the 1960s. Cryer Foods makes it in Random Lake, which is in Sheboygan County. But Cryer started as a canning company in 1913. What was being canned there? Sauerkraut? Peas? Beets? The answer coming up.
At Jolly Good, we believe in quality.
Soda turned into an important revenue stream when production at the canning company slowed in the colder months. So what was being canned there? Sauerkraut? Peas? Beets? All three, plus juice, soups, and more. By the 1960s, Cryer quit canning and went all in on Jolly Good soda.
For flavor and value, Jolly Good's got it.
The latest resurgence of Jolly Good makes it a slice of Wisconsin for yesterday and today. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
St. Joseph's Indian School is much more than a school for Native American children.
It's like a family. Classes are fun here. I am learning about my culture.
Since 1927, St. Joseph's Indian School has provided children the education, health care, and support they need to succeed. To help give our kids brighter futures, learn more at stjo.org today.
For 97 years, WRJN has been Racine's source for local news and timeless hits. Now, Badger football, Badger basketball, the Packers, the Brewers, and high school sports. With our timeless hits, local news, and Wisconsin sports, we're a great resource for local businesses to advertise to local listeners. We have an opportunity on our team to have somebody join us as an outside sales representative. Find out more. Call us Monday morning at 262-634-3311.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Aaron Williams Arena up here in Minneapolis. The Badgers and the Minnesota Golden Gophers. Alongside Brian Butch, I'm Matt LePay. Butchie just devouring the soft pretzel and the popcorn. How would you rate the popcorn here?
Oh, by far. Well, there's a lot of categories, obviously. I mean, the amount is number one.
That's a big bag.
By far, that's number one in the Big Ten.
Yeah.
This bag is huge. A little too salty. I mean, the lips are burning a little bit, so I'm going to downgrade that. I mean, if we go out of a score of 10 with the amount playing a big factor there, I'm going to give it a 7.5.
I say you have that bag of popcorn finished before the under-16 media timeout.
That's well, is there any doubt?
Maybe I mean, before tip-off.
I think that's I'm thinking tip-off, to be honest.
Well, we did have a request. Stephanie Olson wanted to know if we rate the popcorn.
Yeah, 7.5. So. I mean, but a lot of that is the amount that plays a huge factor. Biggest bag in all of Big Ten country.
Get your popcorn ready. Final week of the Big Ten season, right? We got the conference tournament next week, and then the NCAA tournament to follow here. And, you know, for the Badgers, obviously, but she's still a lot out there to get. As we sit right now, the Badgers have the 5 seed. Maryland's leading Michigan 50-41, about 11 minutes left in that game. If you're a Badger fan, you have to do something a little unusual. You need to pull for Michigan here tonight. But Terps have been in control really most of the way.
They really have. I know Michigan got it down to 5. There's a quick timeout. There's 11 or so minutes left in that game and 9-point game now. You know, so again, you want to cheer for Michigan here and hope that, you know, Maryland finds a way to struggle a little bit, just because you do want that double bye. That is a big thing. Wisconsin played last year on that Thursday, and I think heavy legs happened Sunday. Wasn't able to close out that game against Illinois, and then I think there was a little bit of that carryover effect on that Friday night in New York. Brooklyn.
Yep. Have as few games as possible to win a title.
Correct.
I guess so.
Absolutely.
It could be as few as three. And, of course, the Badgers, I just have this gut feeling it's either going to be a three or a five seed here, but the Badgers need to control the controllables, and that's win here tonight and then take care of Penn State on Saturday. And to do that, they got to find that shooting touch again. This has been a team that's been atop the conference, Brian, and three-point shooting, but the last three games, 22 out of 90. We all have theories. It could be tired legs, or it could just be a slump. You just could have a shooting slump right now. But it's about time now you snap out of it and start. You know, we've seen guys who can make shots. When they're open, they're going to knock it down the majority of the time. And last three games, that really hasn't been the case.
No, it really hasn't been the case. And I think one of the things that, you know, as you look at, obviously there's going to be stretches. And when we were talking about it today, you say, hey, it's kind of like a hitter in a slump. They're going to break out of it at some point. I agree with that. This team is too good of a three-point shooting team. They're first as far as makes in the Big Ten at 10.6 percentage. Dropped a little bit. Now they're fifth in the Big Ten. But overall, what they're doing and how they're going about it. The one thing that I look at, however, John Tanjay's been to the free throw line in those three games a total of 10 times.
Yeah. And this is a guy who will take six or seven per game on average.
Correct.
So, yeah.
And that's still, I mean, if the shots aren't falling, okay. But still find a way to get to the rim, put pressure in the rim. And I think for John, you look at him, I know you talked as a group, but John's 4 of 24.
Yep.
As well as he shoots the ball from the free throw line, get there, see the ball go through the hoop a little bit, and then all of a sudden you're going to start seeing some threes drop as well.
Minnesota has been an interesting story. I mentioned this at the top of the broadcast. Their home road splits are really, really weird, quite frankly, in Big Ten play. 5-4 on the road. They get a big win at Nebraska. A game they had a big lead. Huskers came back, and it looked like Nebraska was going to be in position to win it. Brennan Rigsby said not so fast, as he had a career game for him as a Gopher. 20 points. Hit a big three for the what proved to be the game-winning shot. But 2-7 at home. Now, the two wins are impressive, but just 2-7 here at the barn, that just doesn't make a lot of sense.
Well, yeah, and you look at what they've done as far as the road goes. At home, they allow 10 more points per game on the defensive end. They allow their opponents to shoot almost 4% better. They allow 10% better shooting percentage from three at home versus the road. And they have two fewer steals at home. Now, I mean, I've never seen anything like it. Mm-hmm. But when you look at that, obviously that's one of those things for Wisconsin. Can you make some more threes? Can you shoot at a better clip? Right now at home, Minnesota allows a higher percentage than they do on the road.
And when the Gophers are playing well, as we mentioned, those two home wins are impressive. In fact, they were teams that Wisconsin could not beat at home.
Yeah.
Beat Michigan here, and they beat Oregon here. So, again, that's how good is your best? Well, it's pretty good, and Dawson Garcia is one of the best players here in the league.
Well, and that's for me, it's all five have to guard. There are players on Minnesota where you can completely sag off, non-three-point shooters. I've used the term a lot this year, KYP. This is another definition of a KYP game. Know your personnel, because when you have an elite player like Dawson Garcia, he has to see bodies. If he doesn't see bodies, he's going to give you 25 or 30.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to make sure if he's going to get 25, it's on 25 shots or it's on 26 shots. That's how he's going to get his numbers. You got to make him take a lot of shots for him to get those numbers.
Yeah, speaking of numbers, Garcia on the brink of a big number. He is 3 points away from 2,000 career points. Three quarters of those as a Minnesota Golden Gopher. He was at Marquette for a time, North Carolina for a time, but he's a Minnesota native, and he has flourished here as a Gopher. That is the Badger Notebook. Stay with us. More to come as our pregame show continues. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Hey, Badger fans. You want your family to be warm and comfortable during the brutal Wisconsin winters, right? That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryant Heating and Cooling, who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryant systems and ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Join the Wisconsin Department of Corrections and make a positive impact on lives across the state. Enjoy an excellent state benefits package and a nationally ranked pension program. The Wisconsin DOC is currently hiring correctional officers with a starting pay of over $33 per hour, plus scheduled increases and plenty of advancement opportunities. Plus, hourly rates increase for those hired from medium and maximum security positions. To learn more and apply, go to wisc.jobs. That's WISC.jobs.
Hey Badger fans, Tony Drake with Drake & Associates, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. How do you prepare for the big game? You strategize, right? Well, retirement is your ultimate big game. And without a solid plan, it's like stepping onto the court without practice. But here's the game changer. Claim your retirement ready toolkit for free from Drake & Associates. Just text Bucky to 262-600-2782. That's Bucky to 262-600-2782. Our retirement ready roadmap is your playbook for financial success. Let's slam dunk your retirement goals together, because at Drake & Associates, we're your winning strategy for a financial game plan.
Drake & Associates is an independent investment advisory firm that offers different investment vehicles. All insurance products are backed by the issuing insurance company. This commercial is provided for informational purposes only.
Badgers are born brave. They're not afraid to face a tough opponent or take on the impossible. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, our team of doctors take on cancer with that same Badger stamina. Where others step back, we step up, researching, treating, and defeating even the most complex cancers, making us the only NCI-designated comprehensive cancer center in the state. So now, from stadium to hospital, you can count on Wisconsin and UW Health to fight and win. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center. Remarkable.